As you know, I value music. It's an important part of what we do here on ABC Newcastle Drive. It's a great joy in my life more broadly. But for people with disability, their interaction with music and the creation of music can be a different sort of challenge, can't it? Because it involves so much technology these days, if they're lucky enough to have access to it. It's something that Michael Curran knows all about, being visually impaired from an early age. In fact, he lost his sight by the age of 15. He's come up with some incredible technology allowing thousands of blind people to access computers and technology. You'll actually meet a local bloke who's pretty darn good at it in just a tick. But firstly, we'll talk to the founder of the tech, and Michael joins us now. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. When did music first become part of your life?
I've always enjoyed music ever since I was really, really little. I remember I had a major interest in singing right from kindergarten. I used to love, you know, standing up in the class and belting out something, or even, you know, with my family at Christmas time, I was always hogging the video camera time and everything, you know, standing up, singing Christmas carols by myself and all that kind of stuff. Music, and then, went on and played the drums for a long time and things like that, and I still occasionally do singing, but these days I find it hard to find the time because of my, being busy with the technology and stuff that I do now.
When did the tech come in, Michael, by the way? Were you involved in computers before you got the connection with music, or did music push you towards the technology?
No, I think they're pretty separate, actually. I think that I always had sort of two separate passions, a love of music and also a love of computers. Right from when I, received my first computer, it was very clear sort of what computers could do in terms of, especially for blind people being able to access the internet and access to information and all that kind of stuff, but I could clearly see that there was a big problem, because for a blind person to use a computer, we need special software known as a screen reader, which reads the text on the computer screen as speech. But the products out there that did that around that time were extremely expensive, and I mean costing thousands of dollars. And I always wondered why that was the case. And that sort of spurred me on to try and write my own software, which did the same thing but was completely free, because I truly believe that, all people have a right to access computers and technology, and especially I didn't feel it was right that blind people needed to pay, an extra cost. So, just decided to try my hand at it. I had no idea whether I'd succeed or not. But, with I guess, determination and also great support from other people in the blindness community, other, programmers and all that kind of stuff, we all got together and sort of a bit of a community movement, I suppose, and achieved the goal, I think.
Michael, just describe to us how non-visual desktop access, which is your software, how does it work?
Essentially, it's software you install on the computer, and it essentially reads what's on the computer screen. So as I'm using the computer, whether I'm browsing the web or writing documents in Microsoft Word or reading my email or doing spreadsheets in Excel, it's essentially speaking what text is on the screen. So as I move around the screen, it's reading the values or the labels or whatever. But it's not just the documents and things it's reading the entire computer. So I can do everything from when the computer starts up, configuring the computer, whatever, all the way through reading documents or writing documents or being on the web, socializing, whatever. And essentially, it's just speaking what's on the screen, or it can also produce it in Braille if you're a Braille reader as well.
Well, that's a pretty good time, I think, to introduce Matt McLaren, who's the best blind muso in our region. It's a long list of people, Matt,
that's
surely.
That's quite the intro. Paul.
Yeah. Mate, so how important has the computer been to you in your development?
Always. Computers have been important throughout the years. I remember getting my first PC back in the 90s and having very limited access to what was available at the time, very, very basic apps and that kind of thing. But over the years, obviously, it's grown and progressed, and I've been using NVDA for now, 5-10 years, it'll be at least 5 years, and it's been a game changer. Before that, I used other software, which, like Michael just said before, is prohibitively expensive, and does put up a lot of barriers to people that can't afford that software. And I think you know, like Michael was saying, everyone should have access to this stuff. It's you know, everyone should be able to use a computer. Everyone should be able to browse the internet. That shouldn't be, there should be no barriers in that. So for me personally, it's opened up a world of opportunity as far as just basic day-to-day interacting with people online, learning, reading, browsing the internet, emailing, you know, social media, all those things that are important to anybody. But in my work, it is vitally important. I run a recording studio here in Newcastle called S&M Productions, and it is integral to what I do. Digital audio recording software is extremely complicated and is complex to use, and the piece of software I use, Reaper, works very, very well with NVDA and allows me to run my business, and essentially my business would not exist without that software.
Okay. Matt, what are you working on at the moment? Are you constantly enhancing NVDA, or have you got other projects in the offing?
Yeah, look, we're constantly, I think we're constantly enhancing it and, you know, bug fixing, all that kind of stuff. Obviously, we have a very, very big community around us, very vocal community who, you know, want to see new features or whatever in NVDA. As I said, it's an open source project, meaning that everyone, you know, can sort of see the computer code and everything if they want to. And if they have the skills, they can also contribute. So a lot of our time is spent sort of vetting that those contributions and putting them into NVDA. But at the same time, though, we're also always thinking of ways to improve it in innovative ways, in terms, especially in regards to like STEM and math and all that kind of stuff as well, making sure that blind people have access to all those things. But writing a screen reader isn't something you just do and leave. you've got to keep on going because technology keeps moving. You know, there's new versions of software and, you know, Windows, new browsers coming out all the time. So we've always got work to do every day, making sure that we just keep up with the technology.
All right. Good on you, Michael. Nice to talk to you today. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
Michael Curran, the creator of Non-Visual Desktop Access. I've got Matt McLaren, local musician, in the studio with us. I had the pleasure of seeing you at a family wedding. I thought you were fantastic. Oh,
thanks, man. Thank you.
I didn't want to become the drunk old uncle on the dance floor, so I just enjoyed the stuff that you did in the early stages.
Oh, I don't know. We've got some videos.
Thanks for bringing the keys in.
No, pleasure, man.
It's going to be a great thrill for our listeners to hear you. What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to do Castle on the Hill by Ed Sheeran.
Oh, fantastic.
So here we go.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. I was running from my brother and his friends. Tasting sweet perfume on the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when we found our hearts and brought them here. Made friends and lost them through the years. I've not seen the roaring fields in so long. Oh, where we've grown. I can't wait to go home. Said I'm on my way, driving at 90 down old country lanes, singing to Tiny Dancer, and I miss the way you make me feel. Kids, will we watch the sunset over Castle on the Hill? 15 years old. Smoking hand-rolled cigarettes. Running from along the back fields and getting drunk with my friends. My first kiss was on a Friday night. I don't reckon I did it right. I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs and we got paid. We buy cheap spirits, drink that strain. Me and my friends are not thrown up in so long. Oh, where we've grown. I can't wait to go home. So I'm on my way, driving at 90 down old country lanes, tiny dancer and I miss the way you make me feel like it's here. We watch the sunset over the castle on the hill. Ooh, over the castle on the hill. Oh, oh, over the castle. Cause I'm on my way, driving at 90 down on country lanes, singing to tiny dancer. Now miss the way you make me feel like it's real. We watch the sunset over the castle.
Castle on the Hill, the Ed Sheeran song about his own childhood. Grew up in a little village in Suffolk, I think, in England, that had that castle on the hill, and recounting that in that song. Matt McLaren is with us on ABC Newcastle, performing live from our studio today. How do you write music, Matt, being blind? How is it different for you as opposed to me?
Well, I learnt music by ear. So I grew up learning my piano teacher. I started when I was very young, I was three. One of those kids. She used to put all the songs onto tape. So she'd record them and play them slowly onto cassette tape, and then I'd take them home and learn them by that way. So there is Braille music out there, and I have explored that a little bit, but I always found it easier and quicker to learn from listening to recordings. So it sort of goes the other way when I write, and when I write for other people and that sort of thing, it's all very much I'm given a brief, and they will sort of say how they want it to be and how they want it to sound. And I sort of just compose the parts mostly by playing and hearing it and, exploring it that way rather than notation and writing it down.
Okay, what about words and stuff? Lyrics?
Paul, not my strong suit. I usually outsource that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Quokkas.
The Quokkas. So, as I said before, I run a studio in town here, and I was contracted by the main guy that started the Quokkas, Nick Gill, and he wanted me to produce the music. And so they came into the studio. There was only two Quokkas at that point. Now there's five. And basically it was kids' music, so my brief was to put it together. And part of what I do as my job, which NVDA allows me to do, is sort of put the music together. So they'll come to me with maybe a song written on guitar, and it's my job to put the bass and the drums and the keyboards and the violins and the kazoo or whatever they might want in there. And so that's what I did for the Quokkas for about three or four songs. And after sort of getting to know them all quite a bit better and working with them, they asked me to come on as a Quokka. So the whole concept of the Quokkas is diversity and inclusivity, which are super important, especially for kids. Nick often says that, prejudice is not something we're born with, it's something we learn. And so if we can do a little bit to maybe take some of the prejudices away, which instilled into us when we're kids, then, that would be brilliant. And so a lot of our songs are things like Everybody's Welcome and We Like You Just The Way You Are. And then we have, silly fun songs too, like Choo Choo Goes The Train, which is a classic. But, our main message is that inclusivity. So we've got myself, obviously, who's blind. We've got a Torres Strait Islander, two Torres Strait Islanders. One from Samoa and one from Saibai Island. That's Comedy and Pam. And then we've also got Nick, and who's a local celebrity. He's on the Brekkie Show on Hit 106. And Steph, who's a musical therapist. So there's quite a broad range of people from all different backgrounds, and that's what we hope gives us our voice.
And you can road test your stuff because you've got a young bloke yourself, haven't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely. So we definitely know the songs he likes. And Nick's got twins as well, so we've got a good focus group. We know which ones work and which ones don't. There's definitely some which are preferred, when there's have to hear them on repeat.
Yeah, well, we're going to play one up to the news. But, mate, just before you go, how much to buy back that dancing tape from the wedding?
Look, you couldn't afford it.
Thanks for coming in and playing, mate.
My pleasure, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Matt McLaren, local musician, playing live on ABC Newcastle.